Grief is a natural part of life, and we all experience it at some point. By becoming aware of our emotions in the process of grief, we can begin to accept and move through our pain. Acceptance doesn't mean that we forget or stop feeling the loss, but it allows us to come to terms with it. And finally, we can choose to honour our loved ones by celebrating their life and finding meaning in our grief. Join me as we explore these pillars of grief and how they can help us navigate the journey of grief. We will explore this journey together, and you will hear from experiencers, experts, and researchers. I'm Jock Brokas, and this is The Pillars of Grief. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, or good evening, no matter where you are in the world. This is Jock here. This is The Pillars of Grief. And it's been quite a long time since I have been on here because I've had so much to do with so many different other things. But this is going to be a short podcast because we're coming up to that time of the year as we go into holiday season that people get a little bit uncomfortable about, especially if you're grieving a loved one, if you're grieving the loss of a husband or a wife or children or siblings or even your best friend. And at the moment, you know, as we go in there, a lot of people look forward to Christmas time, look forward to the holiday season. You know, we're getting into, you know, it's a beautiful fall and we're going into that time of year where everything is all joyful. But the reality is that for some people, it is really the worst time for them because they just get reminded about the loss that they have, the loss that's in their life. And, you know, that can take a dramatic toll upon someone's life. And especially if it's a recent loss. Now, and actually, it doesn't really matter whether it's a recent loss or a loss of years ago. You know, the fact that we feel that loss in our life is still very poignant. And it can feel just like yesterday. Some people don't get over it. You know, some people are suffering from prolonged grief disorder. And coming into this time, it can ignite, it can actually spark those feelings of grief, those feelings of loss. So what I wanted to do was to kind of jump on and give you an opportunity. As we move through into this holiday period, then I'll be doing more episodes now that things are kind of quieting down on my side of things. I'll be doing more episodes on grief and on the afterlife and, you know, different things. And for, you know, recently, ladies and gentlemen, you know, everybody's talking about losing Matthew Perry, who passed over on the other side as well. This episode is not going into that, but people, you know, as we come up to Christmas, a lot of people, we seem to lose a lot of loved ones. You know, people, even celebrities and the Passover, they have an effect on us. You know, if you loved watching Friends and all of a sudden, you know, Matthew Perry's gone as he has in tragic circumstances, it kind of brings that feeling of loss again, because it maybe had been an iconic figure that you look toward or that, you know, created emotion in you. And that's another sense of loss that happens. And so if you've lost a loved one and then something in your life has been taken away that brought you joy and comfort and a wonderful time that you spent, then that can compound things. So as we move into this season, I'm very aware about how people can feel. I'm very aware about how everybody's emotions can run hard and fast and can cause us a lot of trials and turmoil as we go through. So this is an invite. This is an invite for you guys if you want to get support and support through this time. And, you know, I have my community, the Pillars of Grief community, and this is an invitation for you. Down below, you're going to see a link, and that link is going to take you to a webpage. And you'll be able to apply to come and join our community. There's no charge for the community at all. You'll be able to come on and you'll be able to connect with other people in that community who also are suffering through loss that are on that grief journey. We all walk that journey. We all walk that path. And if those of you have listened to me for a while and follow what I do, you understand that I've experienced so much loss in my life. And I've been on the grief journey, still on it. It's a journey that we never finish. But maybe we can make something, maybe we can make it a little bit easier. Maybe just as we go into this season of goodwill, and it doesn't feel goodwill to you, maybe in our community we can just take that burden away, or make it that burden just that little bit lighter. And that comes with the idea of having, you know, a support community, a peer-to-peer support, a grief support community there. And you can come in and you can take part in our gatherings or get-togethers. You can ask questions. You can connect with me on a real level, which is not normal, because normally I'm not available. But this is going to be a time. This is what I want to do as we move into this holiday season, is to give you an opportunity to ask those questions that you really want to ask, to express your grief in an environment where it will be accepted and will be understood, because we're all on the journey together. And so I want you to think about, you know, you don't have to be alone this holiday season, because there are communities there. There are people who are on the same journey as you that want to connect with you, and you can support one another and you can learn from one another. You don't have to feel alone just because you've lost a loved one and nobody seems to understand you in your immediate environment. As I said before, you know, the holiday season is a terrible time for people who have lost loved ones, and it brings up so much emotion that a lot of people can't deal with. But it helps. It really does help when someone is going through the same as you and they can empathize with the way that you feel. And in our community, we'll be doing some different fun things and some challenges and things that will help us through the holiday season, you know, sharing words of wisdom, sharing events and things that we do and ideas that we can all share in. So this is me, you know, this is coming back from being away from, you know, such a long time doing what I've been needing to do. And using this time now to be able to open the doors to our Pillars of Grief community so that you can come and join us. And you can connect with me on an emotional level too, and connect with others there. So look at this as a gift. This is my gift to you guys out there who are grieving, to come and walk the journey with people that are on the same journey as you. If you've got any questions, then reach out. There's lots more episodes coming up. We'll be diving into so many things. I've got some really good guests coming up as well. So make sure that you connect. Make sure that you go to the link below and connect on my webpage, and then apply, come into the community, and be welcomed by everybody who's on a grief journey the same as you. Remember, it is not based in any religion, and it doesn't matter what religion you are, what you believe in, or what you don't believe in. You are more than welcome. This is an environment where you will be respected and you will be loved and you will be listened to. And it's a place you can express your grief with others who are experiencing the same. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Pillars of Grief with me. If you've found this podcast helpful, please consider subscribing so that you never miss an episode. Also, leaving a review can help others find the show and receive the guidance they need on their journey through grief. I appreciate your feedback and look forward to hearing from you all. Join my free online support community for those grieving and connect with others who understand what you're going through. I offer you a spiritual blessing and hope you will join me on the next episode. Till then, open your mind and allow the power of the divine to transform your grief to spiritual realization. God bless.